Oh, you talking about, that's a double team, Don. That's a swing, you call it.
The right horse is the, what do you call him, Grady?
Huh?
What do you call him? It's,
well, that's when you got a 5 foot breast team or a 4 breast team. Well, you got your, what you call your tongue mule, and you got your, what you call your swing mule, and that work, swing mule works from the right. And you mostly where that swing come in, you put them in the lead, and that's called the lead team, the swing, you know. Mm-hmm. That's like oxen, you know. Mm-hmm. You got a lead steer, you know, not the lead. Well, you got 5 yoke of steers yoke up there, and you got what, the 5th yoke is a lead team. Mm-hmm. And then what you got, the tongue team, is your 2 big steers in the back.
Mm-hmm. Jimmer. Said cotton would grow in a, you pad a lot of cotton plants, you call it the cotton
field.
Cotton field? Uh-huh. Cotton patch or cotton field? Uh-huh. If it's a big lot of it, several acres, it'd be a field, and if it was just an acre, so it's just a patch.
do y'all ever raise cotton?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton?
Ooh, hoe it.
Plant it. Chop it, hoe it, and plow it.
What's chopping?
Thinning it out. You plant it
deep,
thick like this.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to space it. You chop it out and you space it.
Uh-huh. How come they don't just plant it spaced out already?
We didn't have the planter. Sometimes you could drop it by hand.
Uh-huh.
And that was a hard job, planting cotton by hand.
Nowadays they have planters.
They have planters.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to chop them. Do you ever hear of scraping cotton?
Yeah, you scraped them.
What's the difference, chopping it and...
Well, scraping it, you scrape the grass off of it. That's when it's too big to hold. You have to be very careful.
Uh-huh. What kind of grass grows up in the cotton field?
Crab.
Everything that grows.
Crabgrass,
cuckabirds,
grass,
coffee weeds,
cuckabirds,
everything that grows hits the cotton patch right at the wrong time.
A big farm where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter, they call that a
dairy farm.
Huh?
That's a dairy farm. Dairy farm.
Do you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides this big farm?
Mm-mm.
What about, you said you kept your milk and butter in the well?
Oh, that's bad.
That's when we just would have about a gallon of sour milk, just milk enough for our own
milk
use.
Milk once a day, a gallon of milk.
And we had a bucket with a rope to it, and we didn't have any refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And the milk wasn't good.
The water and set the jug of milk in the
water.
Milk
wasn't good. Mm-hmm. When it was hot, they wouldn't drink it. But you put it in a bucket and let it down in the well, just to touch the water, and it'd come up the most delicious milk you ever saw.
Oh.
Some people would put their milk in the spring, carry it to the spring. They had what they call a spring house.
Uh-huh.
That was a little shed built for set the milk in.
Uh-huh.
Water run under.
This bucket, what was it made out of?
Galvanized bucket.
Uh-huh. What about something similar to that, only made out of wood?
That was your water bucket.
Uh-huh.
Drinked out of that.
It was your bucket to put your drinking water in.
Uh-huh.
You know what the dipper was? A crooked gourd.
You put the dipper in the bucket and everybody come along drank out of the same dipper.
Uh-huh. if you want to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
You just don't fool them whenever you're going to make them start laying. If they're going to lay, they're going to lay.
Uh-huh.
And if they're not going to lay, I don't care what you fixed or how you fix it.
Uh-huh.
Same way by setting. If
she's
going to set, you can't wake her up. But if she don't want to set,